We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. What are they trying to make me hungry at 6 in the morning? Sheesh. Star Wars. The Last Jedi. It's in theaters this Friday.
Did you forget?
This Friday, you can see Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 scores a pair of Fandango tickets to go see Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and qualifies for our grand prize, the new Star Wars Battlefront 2 video game for PlayStation 4. So we're going to have 5 winners this week. Are we having all five days?
Yes.
Okay, so 5 people are going to win these tickets from Fandango. Uh-huh. So you can go see the movie. And then one of those 5 is going to win the game.
Right.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 video game for PlayStation 4. You don't get a PlayStation, you get the video game. Celebrity trash, here we go. The Golden Globes nominations just got handed to me. I think they happened at like 5:32 this morning or something. This is the 2018 Golden Globes.
Those actually happen in January, right?
They are going to air January 7th on NBC. Let's see. Seth Meyers is going to host. He's replacing Jimmy Fallon, who did the ceremony last year. And here are... the Little Miss Golden Globe is... by the way, they don't call her Miss Golden Globe anymore. They call her the new Golden Globe Ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
16-year-old Simone Garcia Johnson, the daughter of Dwayne Johnson. It's always some... I think Dakota... Wasn't Dakota Johnson a Miss Golden Globes a few years back?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. So they take someone who is the daughter of someone famous and let them be the ambassador. So January 7th, NBC. Best Motion Picture, Drama. Call Me by Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, and 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Drama. Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, she was really good. 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Meryl Streep for The Post, and Michelle Williams for All the Money in the World.
You know what's funny? I wouldn't know any of these movies if I didn't hear your review.
Thank you so much. What a compliment.
Zero of them.
We're going to be reviewing Molly's Game the last week of the year, me and Rudy. Rudy's coming back, everyone.
So, and that's a Jessica Chastain?
It is, yeah. Do you know what that film's about?
I don't.
I don't have all the details, but it's about a girl who basically, I guess, was like a Harvard graduate and wanted this crazy lifestyle and started this underground kind of casino gambling thing and then gets caught by the FBI. It's
a true story.
Yeah.
Wow. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Timothy Chalamet. Call Me by Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread. Surprise, guys. Daniel Day-Lewis just got an acting nomination. Tom Hanks for The Post, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Gary Oldman will 100% win, everybody. As Winston Churchill.
And then I'm just going to skip down. I'll skip through these. Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy? Get Out. Which I guess they're calling a comedy.
Yeah.
Because it's not a musical. The Greatest Showman. That's the.
We played that whole soundtrack. I'm glad we played that soundtrack last week that nobody liked.
Tonya, Lady Bird, and The Disaster Artist is nominated for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there's a zillion nominations. Can we put a link to this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can check out all the Golden Globes nominations? Is the Golden Globes the one that they say is sort of an indicator of the way that the Oscars are going to go?
Yeah, it is a precursor. The Golden Globes is way easily more rigged. I mean, Harvey Weinstein was able to get every single one of his films to win every year.
Well, they did put out a lot of good films. But yeah, Shakespeare in Love, come on.
Yeah, right. Hey, back to Molly's Game. It's a true story of a woman named Molly Bloom who was an Olympic class skier who ran the world's most exclusive high-stakes poker game and became an FBI target.
No. All right.
We have our Star Wars winner, guys.
All right. Thank you. So we'll have more Star Wars tickets all this week, and one of the five people who win them is going to also get the Star Wars Battlefront 2 video game. Did you see, over the weekend, this was everywhere, this little boy in Tennessee, he's being bullied at school, and I guess his mom...
I didn't see this.
Do you want to play for him?
Yeah, go ahead and just play a little of it.
Oh, poor guy.
So... that was everywhere. It got some. I think it was at like 27 million hits as of this morning.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw that last week, maybe Thursday.
Okay.
So
It's a little boy in Tennessee, and he's clearly been bullied multiple. This is his mom is picking him up at lunch. Mm. He calls her like, "I can't go to lunch again. Please pick me up. I'm getting tortured." Her name is Kimberly Jones, and the little boy's name is Keaton. So she picks him up from middle school. He's being bullied so bad he was afraid to go to lunch. So he's crying. He's asking, why did they bully? The video went viral in a major way, and a ton of celebrities are sending love Keaton's way. Chris Evans, I read a couple different stories on it, but one of them was that Justin Bieber reached out, said some nice, Justin Bieber of all people, said some really nice things to him and said, direct message me. I'm going to, I don't know what he plans to do, but there's actually, I guess, from Tennessee State, is that, or whatever they were saying, they just kept referencing Tennessee. There's a football team at Tennessee.
Oh, the Volunteers. It's not Tennessee State. It's Tennessee.
Okay. The guy looked super young, though. He looked like maybe a college-age guy. So I guess that the quarterback spent the whole day with him yesterday. And, posted
unless
all this
the
stuff.
Titans, they have an NFL team there.
I know. Didn't say the Titans, and they kept referencing Tennessee, so I just thought,
just saying Tennessee, then they're talking about the Volunteers.
So a bunch of them reached out, and then this quarterback, I guess, spent the whole day with him yesterday, posted a bunch of stuff on social media, the little brother he never had, and all, just like super sweet. And Chris Evans, who's Captain America, tweeted, "Stay strong, Keaton. Don't let them make you turn cold. I promise it gets better. While those punks at your school are deciding what kind of people they want to be in the world, how'd you and your mom like to come to the Avengers premiere in L.A. next year?" Haley Steinfeld. Yeah.
There you go.
Haley Steinfeld posted a video saying, "Hey, Keaton, I just want to say I think you're amazing. I'd love for you to be my date to the Pitch Perfect 3 premiere on Tuesday."
Wow.
Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, tweeted, "They're just jealous because you're so smart and handsome." I believe kids in the 80s would have died for Luke Skywalker to tweet them because it would have been so future. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things tweeted, "Keaton, this is so accurate. Why do people do this? I think you're so cool, Keaton. I want to be your friend, but seriously, you're freaking awesome." Someone from the Tennessee Titans, Delaney Walker, invited Keaton's family to a game. Maybe it's University of Tennessee because they're saying University of Tennessee receiver Tyler Bird said he and several teammates plan to visit Keaton at school. Ryan Seacrest has reached out. Mark Ruffalo, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Jonas, rapper Cardi B, country singer Kelsey Ballerini, Idina Menzel. That's a Delta Zeme, everyone.
Right.
Snoop Dogg, Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, Ricky Martin, Chris Brown, Orlando Bloom, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He plays Negan on Walking Dead. The Colorado Rockies, Justin Bieber, Nickelback, Demi Lovato, Camila Cabello, Maddie Ziegler, Dr. Phil, Tom Arnold, Ed Asner, Billy Baldwin, Patricia Arquette, Carney Wilson, Sean Hannity, Dana White. All of them have reached out via Twitter, et cetera. Many making offers. Many just... offering words
showing
of support.
That's the key, I would think, is to, if your kid is being bullied, to show them that they're not alone. I would think that the copycat videos will produce less results because.
Right.
But let's hope that, other kids get some comfort in the fact that this kid was able to get support from many high places.
Right.
It hurts your heart, right?
Oh, my God. I was crying this morning watching it.
I'm tearing up right now hearing all that.
The mom must be dying. And,
all you want to do is protect your kids.
Well, you want to go in there and start, clubbing people. And obviously that's
not allowed.
The right way to handle it.
Right. kids can be such torturers. It's really stunning what kids are capable of in terms of cruelty. A GoFundMe account has been started. And let's see. This is on, I don't know.
For the boy?
Yes.
Oh.
I know. It's a college fund.
Oh, all right.
And it looks like about $46,000 has been raised so far. I don't know who established this.
$46,000?
Uh-huh. And now that people are, the word is getting out, I'm sure even more money will go in there. So good. The kids' school gets paid for. That's what you get, bullies. You're stuck there, and that dude's going to premieres and getting his college paid for. Anyway, hard to see a kid in that kind of pain.
Sure.
And I'm really, you know, here's one of the rare times when social media is actually a really great thing.
Yeah.
Not people trolling, but people
helping,
putting a hand out. Yeah. Charlie Sheen is next up in today's Celebrity Trash. He is suing the National Enquirer for defamation over a story it ran last month saying that he had raped Corey Haim back in 1986 when Corey was 13. Charlie's lawsuit says the Enquirer story was retaliation because they were angry they didn't get to break the news that Charlie is HIV positive. So he feels that they would accuse him of rape over him not giving them the HIV exclusive. In the story that they printed about him allegedly raping Corey Haim, the Enquirer claimed to have spoken to numerous people who could corroborate the allegation. Charlie's lawsuit notes that they only identified one of them, a former actor named Dominic Brascia. And Dominic himself is the one who's actually been accused of molesting Corey Haim by Corey's mother. She was on Dr. Phil saying it was not Charlie Sheen. And who had said, was it Corey Feldman who initially said that Charlie Sheen was the one who raped him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the mom went on and said, no, it was not Charlie Sheen. It was this Dominic Brascia who was the one guy going, yeah, it was Charlie Sheen.
Right.
To the National Enquirer. The Enquirer says, we look forward to litigating against Charlie Sheen and can't wait to expose his depravities in a court of law. So that's Charlie Sheen's day. Seems like a bummer.
Yeah.
To say the least. The wildfires down south.
Yeah.
There are some, you know, I hate to say it because, listen, every human being needs a home to live in and just, you know, all your stuff's there. But, man, people really take notice when a star's home is threatened. There are some, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not, let's put it this way, the people sitting in, the regular people sitting in shelters who've been evacuated and are just, you know, scrambling to try, they're not getting interviewed and getting stories in papers. One of the wildfires in California is, in Southern California, is threatening a pretty exclusive stretch of beach in Montecito. And Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi live there. They have not evacuated. But they did evacuate their pets just as a precaution so they wouldn't have to worry about them if they fled. I guess
good. Everyone
there has been notified that you're in the line.
You just reminded me that I have an addition to your Celebrity Trash about the wildfires, so remind me after you're done.
Okay, let me just quickly get through this. The same fire is threatening the homes of other celebrities, including Oprah, Jeff Bridges, Drew Barrymore, Patrick Stewart, Rob Lowe. I guess Rob Lowe did evacuate the area. And I'm sure other, like, normal people, also their homes are in the line of fire, but... Pff.
Well, we won't know some guy named, you know...
I know.
Bill Hoffenstetter from, you know...
But things get attention when there's a celebrity involved. Ellen tweeted, our house is under threat of being burned. We just had to evacuate our pets. I'm praying for everyone in our community and thankful to all the incredible firefighters. Everyone in the Montecito area is checking up on each other and helping to get people and animals to safety. I'm proud to be part of this community, sending lots of love and gratitude to the fire department and sheriffs.
So I was told there was a Beyonce sighting at the Target in San Clemente because they'd been evacuated. So San Clemente is far, far south of LA and where the fires are.
Right.
But so imagine that. You're at the Target.
And there's Beyonce. There were some pictures of her. I think maybe it was with her mom. She was with an older woman and a child, but the child looked way too big to be Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if
they
it was
do
a,
grow fast.
They do grow fast, so I don't know. But yeah, she was dressed. I mean, she's dressed in. I mean, I
where
guess
were the pictures from though? From Target?
From Target.
Oh, they were
in the Target. Yeah.
Oh no, that was the. This, I didn't see any of that.
The story says it was Beyonce and Blue Ivy.
Oh, that is her. Boy, she's gotten tall.
In San Clemente.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, doing a little shot. I mean, Beyonce's wearing like, are they shiny like running pants? I mean, I'm sure they're $1,000 jogging pants. Yeah. Leather jogging pants.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Or whatever. But she is dressed down. And in one of the shots I saw, she's actually got her hand up like, can you not? Like, I'm in Target. I'm just trying to get some Christmas shopping done.
Wow.
But that's what you get for being Beyonce.
And being in Target.
Yeah. How could you? You're bringing it, you're booing yourself. Let's see here at the movies this weekend. Coco spent its third week straight at number one.
I am not surprised. That movie is excellent.
Well, it should enjoy it while it lasts because, as you know, Star Wars is coming out on Friday. So, but it has had 3 weeks at the top, and it's made $135 million. So
you think Star Wars is going to beat it then?
Maybe. Yeah. It made $18 million this year, so I don't know. I mean, Star Wars might get up there. Justice League has made $212 million in 4 weeks.
Oh.
So much for the crap reviews. Wonder. Is that the one with Julia Roberts? I can't remember.
Which one?
Wonder.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's made $100 bucks. $100 million bucks.
Whoa,
it's made $100 bucks, you guys.
It looks like a sweet
smackers.
Movie, though.
It made another $8.5 million. Good for third place. 4 weeks out, it's made $100 million bucks. The Disaster Artist. It's been out 1 week in full release, and that made $6.4 Shh. Quiet.
You're the one that giggled at it, not me.
Just like full release. The Disaster Artist made $6.4 million. Not a huge week for them. But that's also, I think a lot of people are like, what now?
I do too. I think even though for some reason, I'm completely aware of this thing, the Disaster
room.
Artist
right.
And the Room, I have yet to feel inspired to seek it out.
Yeah. We discussed it. We went out to dinner on Saturday night and we looked at the movie times, but it wasn't until, it was like, we're going to have to wait at the mall for an hour. And in the end, we decided to go home and we watched.
And
stuff.
I'll add that, you know, these movies that get press for being, you know, gloriously horrible. Remember the word in there, horrible, because I watched Sharknado. That's another one that gets this press for, it's so stupid, it's excellent. And it's not excellent, it's stupid.
Well, the difference, I think, between The Room and Sharknado, Sharknado is fully like, we're a parody, you know, they're backed by a studio, there's a whole thing there. The Room is just one of those movies that you find yourself, like, just with your mouth is so dry at the end. Mm-hmm. You're just like, who makes that decision? It's just, you can't even put into words why that movie's so great.
So I watched something, I can't say the name of it, Up S Creek, but it's S-C-H-I-T-T.
Yeah, is that a TV show?
It's a TV
People
show.
People have been talking about it, saying it's funny, is it?
It is pretty funny. So it's Eugene Levy from the American Pie movies, mm-hmm. and we watched probably 4 episodes. They're 20 minutes, and it's dumb, but it's funny.
Well, it must have sucked you in if you watched 4 episodes.
They go by like that.
Oh.
Half
They're 20
hour?
Minutes. They're not even a full half hour. They're 20 minutes. They just zip
like
by.
Sitcom like.
And you know, Netflix does that thing where
it automatically starts the next one.
If you don't stop me, I'm going to start it.
Next one playing
Which
in four.
Which is great. You do want
three.
To keep
well,
that going.
That's one way to end an entire season of something fast.
Mm-hmm.
So
is there more than one season?
I don't know. I watched 4 episodes.
But you guys liked it.
It was good. It was funny enough, but it wasn't. It's put it this way, that gloriously horrible is what made me think of it.
Oh. Thor Ragnarok was number 5. Daddy's Home 2 is number 6. Murder on the Orient Express, number 7. The Star, then Lady Bird. And the only new thing in the top 10 is something called Just Getting Started, which made $3.2 million, debuting in 10th place.
How's that? Just Getting Started. Do you like it?
Just Getting Started.
The movie Just Getting Started just debuted in the top 10.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh. All right.
Let me look.
All right.
All right.
We're going to take a break while you look. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Aliens.
Oh, my God. Really?
A lady who has sex with ghosts.
Oh.
Huh?
And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have 3-day tickets to Bottle Rock. So be listening for it. We have a few chances at this. 7, noon, and 4 o'clock, you'll hear a cue to call. And you can get your 3-day Bottle Rock passes before they even announce the bands. This thing sells out every year. You want to be there. What a ton of fun. 7 o'clock, your first chance today to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Shop for the musician on your holiday list, in-store, or at bananas.com.
Nice people there.
Yep.
Good musical equipment.
They know their stuff.
They do.
They'll get you dialed. Here's what's happening. We got a few texts to this. Do you guys know what's happened in New York? Yes, there was an explosion in New York this morning. It looks like, according to law enforcement officials, speaking to the Associated Press, a man had a pipe bomb strapped to him when it went off. This was on a New York City subway platform. The explosion happened around 7:30 New York time. Details are still developing. No one was killed. They say this could have been a lot worse.
Was the guy wearing the pipe bomb killed?
They say he's been injured.
Oh.
I doubt. How do you survive that?
I don't know.
So I'm we'll sure bring you maimed. More as we get it. Yeah, it can't be good. Although he's carrying a bomb.
Yeah.
Probably hoping to hurt
many
people,
right?
So
not a whole lot of sympathy, right?
Ugh. Aliens.
Yes. What about them?
You like them.
Well, sure. I mean, I haven't met them yet. I'm going to go in thinking I'm liking them, and we'll see.
Let me ask you it this way.
All right.
And I'm asking you worldwide, okay? Not just the U.S., worldwide. Is it more than half or less than half of people believe in aliens worldwide?
Well,
more than half.
Let me ask you, I have some questions. Like, do I believe we've been visited by aliens? I think that's harder to believe than that there are other living things in the universe. Like, are they saying they're just, that's just the, that's it? That's the question?
No, I'll define it for you. Whether you think aliens are out there in the universe.
Yes, I do, and I think that 30% of people believe that as well. I think most people do not believe that.
61% of people worldwide believe in aliens.
All right!
61%.
That's great news.
This is a new survey of 26,000 people in 24 different countries. They were asked whether they think aliens are out there in the universe, and 61% said, yep. And you think that's good news?
I do think it's good. Oh, I mean, I wish the number was higher.
All right.
To show that people, you know.
I'm reading a book called Armada, which is written by the same guy that wrote Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, I just watched the trailer for Ready Player One. And it's no Ready Player One, but Armada does absolutely, it's about aliens.
Yep. It's don't read it right after Ready Player One. It's fun. It's a light little story, but it ain't no Ready Player One.
Right.
Not by a long shot. This is just like, you know, some cast-off afternoon daydream the guy had. Ready Player One is a masterpiece.
22% say they aren't sure, and 17% say they definitely think we're alone.
Oh.
17%. That's low.
Well, sure. Still, it's a lot of people.
Well, but with no proof put before you,
right,
more people you'd think would be likely to say, especially people who
Well, we've seen the stars, so it stands to reason. We, you know, as we realize how tiny we are in the universe, it's hard to imagine that this is the only place where life has sprung up.
Americans are fourth most likely to believe in aliens after Russians.
Oh, Russians believe
Mexicans,
the most.
Mexicans and Chinese.
Oh.
People in the Netherlands, Indonesia, and Turkey are least likely to believe. I don't know why any of that reminded me of this, but I watched that Logan Lucky movie over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
It was okay. I probably should have put my laptop down. I think I missed some key parts, but one of the funny scenes...
Like,
is,
did a kid fall out a window?
One of the funny scenes, which I didn't miss, was in the... spoiler alert, this isn't really going to spoil anything, but it is a decent line within the movie. The jail, there's a riot in the jail, and they hold some of the security guards hostage, and one of their demands is they want the last book, the next book by George R.R. Martin in the... Game of Thrones series. And there's the warden saying, we asked. He says the book's been delayed because of, and he reads this thing by George R.R. Martin on why the last book's been delayed.
Like a statement.
And the rioters in the jail aren't having it.
Oh, God.
And
I just
and even in George R.R. Martin's excuse involves, the movies have now by far surpassed where I was in the books. And so that is, and I'm just laughing like, wow, has that just worked its way into pop culture in every way now?
Yeah. I mean, that's hilarious. That's actually really funny.
The convicts have it on their list of demands.
Right.
Ghosts.
Okay.
There's a woman in Bristol, England named Amethyst Realm.
Oh, what a name.
It can't possibly be her real name, right? This person's living in a fantasy world. Anyway.
That does sound like an Avatar name.
She recently made a big life change. She stopped dating men and started dating ghosts. Amethyst says it started a few years back when she sensed a ghost in her house, so she put on lingerie to seduce it.
Oh, and it worked?
And then she did it.
So she'll do other ghosts, though? If...
Well, so this first ghost, she says...
Broke up with her?
I don't think that's...
needy?
She says, you can feel it. There's a weight and a weightlessness.
Oh. Oh, is there a picture of the ghost?
Yeah, no, there's a picture of her. No. Oh, she's not...
Anastasia Realm?
I mean, she could...
So she can kind of feel it?
Apparently she was married at the time, but after 3 years, her husband figured out what she was up to and left. 3 years he lasted.
Well, she's banging this ghost every night. Huh.
Since then, she's gotten it on with 20 different ghosts and says she likes ghosts better than men.
Well, no VD.
She says her next goal is to figure out how to get knocked up by one of them.
Yeah, well, lady.
Here she is. She's not bad looking.
No, she looks like Blake Lively. She could be Blake Lively's sister.
But you can't see inside that dome and something's wrong in there, right?
Yeah, for sure. That lady's got some... I mean, how do you find these other ghosts that she's finding?
Like I don't...
Dating service. What's the Christian dating service? Is it Plenty of Fish?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't... Is it?
I don't know. Christian match? I don't know.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, people who believe in ghosts,
they got to
believe in an
app.
Right. They got to have an afterlife.
Oh.
Plenty of...
Oh, well, I told you, where I live, there was a farmer's match.
Oh, yeah.
There was a commercial
on TV.
Like
country people.
I always see that when I'm in a...
Visalia?
Rural area. Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, Farmer's right. Match. Yeah. I dropped what I was doing. And
these
was
city
like,
folk,
oh,
they don't understand us.
There's Christian Mingle.
Oh, that's
Christian
that's
Cupid.
What it is. Christian Mingle.
And Farmer's Match.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
There's one for everyone, isn't there?
Well, it's nice, I think.
Ghostsingles.com.
Boom.
Ghost Singles?
That's stupid. It says the best dating site for... dead singles.
Huh? Oh.
I don't know.
So this is a thing. Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Okay. I just thought that right. was a fun, lighthearted story.
Here's another one, paranormalpassions.com.
Oh, so ghosts can go on there and set up a profile and then you, or are you just like alone on there?
Specifically for singles with a passion for the paranormal.
Okay. Oh.
So you date other
everybody
people.
There likes.
They like ghost hunting, hauntings,
they don't just psychic like ghost stuff. Hunting.
Boo jokes.
Right.
Give you a boo job.
Mm-hmm. Benny. Where's her?
Yeah, where's my
Yeah, what's up, dude?
He's not listening. He's working on something.
Hi.
He's like out of breath. He's sitting there. And he's out of breath.
He's totally out of breath.
It's a lie.
He's hyperventilating from all the work.
What was the question?
No question.
I need to concentrate. I'm sorry. I have a big.
Are we going to break Hooman today?
I'm 15 minutes away from, yeah, right?
This is your last week having to be Bryn, right?
Yeah, Bryn will be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
While we're on this dating sort of topic, I thought this was interesting and had been kind of saving it. Here are some weird things that affect how attractive someone is.
All right.
Being a bad speller.
Oh,
it comes into play a lot more now because of online dating and texting. And what's weird is most autocorrect should fix what people do. I see it on posts.
It's stuff
all
like,
the time.
I know. I always feel like that's underlined. You knew that was spelled wrong and you didn't bother to look it up. But it's more the your, there.
Yeah.
Like, please use those correctly.
Well, that's, sometimes people are in such in a hurry that they don't go back and look
it's
at
true.
It.
It's true. Plus, I talk to my phone
that's
a lot.
That's another thing, right.
Because I don't have my glasses on, so I'm blah, 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 blah. And I kind of glance at it. I'm like, it looks good. My mom's like, what?
Well, you writing your mom, knowing it's going to get under her skin, you can just do that on purpose, just to grind her.
I don't do it because I don't need the pressure.
But if you're trying to impress someone...
Right.
Take a second.
Right.
Because it affects how attractive you are to that person.
Interesting. I'm not surprised by that, Vinny.
They say 72% of people said that if someone couldn't pass a fifth grade spelling bee, it's a deal breaker. Red clothing.
Oh, people don't like red clothing?
Women are more attracted to a guy in red.
Oh, this is something they like.
Remember Tiger Woods used to on Sundays... wore his red shirt and
black
his black pants.
Yeah. Yep.
It was his like
uniform.
This is how I get it done on Sundays. Red shirt.
Serious stuff.
Let's see here. That's about it. I was thinking freckles, but they're not listed there.
They're not.
Oh. I was
thinking if read the title of it again.
Weird things that affect how attractive someone is.
Never mind.
You know what I think the hottest
when
thing is?
People are crappy people.
Yeah.
They could be beautiful or handsome, and then they're just not a good person. It just takes away.
It really does. Mm. And you might, you know, initially you're stunned by someone's looks. Ooh, that guy's so good looking. Then you talk to him for just a couple minutes, and you go, you suck.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things early on. I was going to say I really like a concert tee.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be the right band. But a concert tee with no pants?
What would be the wrong?
Oh,
really?
Right
no
there.
Pants? Okay. Is that in your home?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
oh, this isn't just someone walking down the street.
No, this is
like, wow, that is a girl for me.
No.
A concert tee, a Rush concert tee shirt, and no
a Rush
pants.
Shirt and no pants.
What would be the wrong band?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's probably a million of them that
like,
would be.
What's the Bobby G? What's the guy that the high energy dude?
Oh.
Bobby G?
No. Spring Love.
Oh, I don't know those.
Oh my God, I can't think of his name.
Jimmy.
No. Oh,
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
How could I forget that?
Stevie B. would be the wrong concert.
What about like a Boys to Men concert?
That's
shirt?
Wrong too.
No pants though, Vin.
I know. Well, it's not like I'm gonna. But if you're trying to put on the hottest possible thing. Like a Mastodon shirt.
Sandstorm.
And no pants. No, not Sandstorm.
Mastodon shirt, no pants. Oh, that's funny.
Or like if a guy, I'd be like, oh, you're wearing a Wham concert shirt.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Oh.
Even though I like Wham.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you wearing a Wham shirt for?
I'm wearing it for you.
No, thanks.
On Wednesday, volunteers checked the red kettle, you know.
Yeah,
the Salvation Army bucket. It was set up outside a grocery store in Portland, Oregon, and there was a $100 bill on top.
Oh.
Then they realized it wasn't the only $100 bill. Someone tossed 100 $100 bills into the red bucket in Portland, Oregon. That's $10,000, everybody.
Good math, Finn.
It was there in the story.
I see.
It's the largest single donation they've ever gotten in the Portland area.
Really?
They say the largest U.S. donation was 2 years ago when someone dropped a check for $500,000 into a Salvation Army kettle in Minnesota.
And it cleared.
Yeah. $500,000.
How generous.
That is pretty. That's big.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd make that at the office.
Where they'll match it.
No, I mean at wherever the Salvation Army office is.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Dropping that into the kettle seems a little... You can only hope that gets to the bank.
Right.
That someone doesn't boost the kettle or something else goes down.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, my husband saw the disaster artist on Saturday not knowing anything about it. He was like, what the hell? Because the audience was joining in, acting it out, saying the lines. He said it was weird, but he actually thought it was fun to watch.
Funny.
So they're acting it out.
I'm going to, as soon as my kid, maybe next Saturday.
As a father of a son who struggles socially, listening to Keaton talk about his treatment at school brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. I hope every parent would teach their children to be kind after hearing and seeing this sweet boy's tearful hopelessness.
Well, they say bullying behavior at school comes from being bullied. So, something's got to give.
Good morning, party people. Listener since day one. Today is my 50th. Any chance for a shout out? My name is Susan.
Hey, Susan. Happy 50th. It's not like the 40s. It sucks afterward. Just kidding. It's great. Hey, everybody. Coming up after the break, you get to hear about a bunch of people who make way more money on YouTube. There's a six-year-old who's number 8 on the list of the top 10 earners on YouTube.
And wait till you see his video. It is so dumb.
Vinny's probably seen this one, actually. He does toy reviews.
Oh. This is Yuzette's competition,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, this is Yuzette's competition. These are the people making all the money on YouTube.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.